In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Time for a too sexy supermodel catwalk stomping episode of Fat Mascara. I'm Jen.
I'm Jess.
I'm so excited about
this.
This
is a good episode.
What do we have coming up?
Okay, we have French Girl Beauty. We're going to discuss that. Then we're going to talk about the viral photo that gave us chills. And then the cult of Pat McGrath.
And the big interview is supermodel Veronica Webb.
I missed you last week. You were so far away.
Bonjour. I am back from France.
That was horrible. I'm sorry. Yeah, I went to Paris to do some interviews.
Oh, so jealous.
Oh, are you doing that thing where you're like, oh, French girls, French, Paris, cheese, it's wonderful. It's not that great. It's Paris.
Whoa. Hashtag first world problem.
Okay, no, I was there for 24 hours, so it was like a really quick trip. But of course Paris is lovely.
So, okay, can we just talk about this? You just touched upon it, but like everyone's like, oh my God, like French girls, so chic, like Paris, so glam.
Yeah.
No offense to all our like, you know, French listeners, like all hundreds of you out there. I don't really like get down with this French girl beauty thing anymore. Like,
it's been,
what do you think?
It's been this like beauty trope that people keep trotting out again and again about like, oh, the chic woman like Brigitte Bardot in the 60s and blah, blah, blah. It feels kind of dated to me. Just walking around Paris. Paris is one place in France, obviously. But it's just like, I don't know where people get this theme from. Like, that's not what French women are like.
Exactly. Like, yeah, it feels dated. It's totally cool if you want to be like, yeah, French girl, 1960s. I have a couple movies in my mind. But to say it now, like if you said American girl beauty, people would go mental.
I was thinking the same thing. So you say French girl and people are like, oh, she's got straight hair and perfect skin. She doesn't wear foundation, little swipe of red lipstick and perfume and a scarf around her neck. But then if you tried to do the American version, it would immediately get like weirdly like xenophobic and like, mm-hmm. Oh, blonde, blue-eyed surfer girl. No, that's not what America looks like, just like that's not what France looks like. So when I was there, I was like, there are all sorts of cool women here. But I think we might be not, like, I don't think everybody else is on the same page as us, because I keep seeing more and more of these brands that are playing up their French heritage.
Oh, completely. Like, you know, and I don't think it's ever meant in like in a mean-spirited way. I think it's very innocent. I think they're playing on the heritage, but yeah, there are products like French Girl hair, like there's a little like sea salt spray to give you that kind of rumpled.
I didn't even think of that one. There's one called French Girl Organics. It's like an Etsy brand, and it's cute. It's like oils and like natural things, but is it any different than any other little brand?
No. Like what if, yeah, it's funny. I'm thinking like if there was an American brand. I mean, there are brands that I guess try to play up that kind of like surfer girl thing, and if there's Brazilian brands,
yeah, but American definitely it's not the same. So like if you Google French girl beauty, you get 67 million hits, but if you Google American girl beauty, you only get 27 million. Either people in the world don't want to look like us, or I don't know, but it just it means this is like it's still around. I don't know if I buy into it though.
I think it's a bit of a marketing ploy.
That said, I did go in the French pharmacy and get some fun treats to bring back. I got the Dornamil sleeping pills that I always get.
Did you bring me some?
Yes, I have a whole tube for you.
Okay.
I don't know why they don't make you sleepy in the morning. And then they have this thing that they're actually going to be selling in the United States, but it's La Roche-Posay's zinc mist. It's like a water mist, but it has zinc in it, so it's really good for acneic skin. I just said acneic. That was very professional.
That was very professional. Wait, so it's a... It's a zinc mist that is good. It just like calms acneic skin.
Exactly. And it's just the same as like one of those Evian misters, but it has the zinc too. So I brought back a little travel size of that. So French pharmacies, thumbs up. French girls, I love you too, but I don't know that I need to look like you. Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Jen, this week I was haunted.
By what?
This photo of this poor woman who used a CoverGirl lipstick, and she claims that it gave her this allergic reaction or some kind of reaction that made her lip swell up. I'm just going to flash you the picture. Don't laugh.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's sad.
I didn't see that picture. I didn't see you told me about it. No.
Okay, I sent you the link.
That is
anyway.
Not from a lipstick.
Well, that's the thing.
I'm sorry. In case people, listeners, you can't see. Her bottom lip is swollen. It looks like a pink water balloon. Like, it's all puffy. It's not like dermatitis, which is like a red, itchy rash. That, I believe. That, I don't know what that
is. Yeah, it's really
sad. Why does this bother
you? It bothers me because, look, I hold no stock in CoverGirl. My father doesn't work for the company. But I know that people are going to be running around saying, you know, CoverGirl Queen lipstick causes, you know, blah, blah, blah. And it causes, like, you know, inflammation or can make your lips fall off or whatever. And I don't think that's an exaggeration because every time something happens where somebody gets on social media and says, like, this burned my child or this made my hair fall out or blah, 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 I always run into some idiot that is like, you know, I'm never buying this brand again. And I know that they've told 10 friends and they went on a group chat and they posted it. Just the mania with social media and beauty brand accusations has just gone too far.
You don't think that happens with like a Chipotle or like, well, that was one, but like other brands.
I was at Chipotle the next day. P.S. Nothing's going to scare me.
But yes, social media has that downside to it that, like, even if it's not a truthful claim, it's going to spread around. Was there any truth to her claim?
CoverGirl released a statement. They said as soon as they learned of the woman's experience, which they would certainly not be expected from lipstick use. Of course not, because half of America, if not more, is using CoverGirl lipstick. We reached out to her I added that P.S. The CoverGirl lady did not. Back to her. We reached out to her to learn more about what happened and see how we could help. So
don't quit your day job. That was the best press release announcement ever.
So I just feel like, you know, I'm not going to comment on whether or not the lipstick reaction and this poor lady's lip are connected. Lipstick and the reaction are connected.
But you bring up a good point, which is I don't think even her dermatologist could comment on it. Because if you go in with an allergic reaction, you might think it's from one product that you put on right before. But there's no way of knowing whether it was a reaction of that, was something you had on, something you ate. I have a friend who's a dermatologist, and she's like, it's always the laundry detergent. Like, there's really no way. Like, there's too many variables to know. And
shellfish?
Yeah, maybe she had some shrimp right before she put on, like, the lipstick. I don't know. I think what you're trying to say is, like, people need to calm down and not be so inflammatory about these problems.
Yeah, I think you misinform your friends. You know, if it's a small company, you can really damage a brand that's not as lawyered up as CoverGirl. And it's just it's just gone too crazy. And it really – it's my little beauty pet peeve. And it's also a little bit of a PSA. Everyone relax. CoverGirl lipsticks, I think – my medical opinion, you can – the water's safe.
Gotcha. Darling.
Darling,
can we talk about Pat McGrath, who always calls us darling?
I know why you're darling me, because I see what's going on here.
This woman has single-handedly taken over my Marie Claire office. Like, there are people that went to the Sephora to go wait in line to get a picture with her, to get her new Skin Fetish 003, the latest product from Pat McGrath Labs. Have you seen all the hype?
I've seen the hype. I personally have not used the product. You've mm-hmm. actually seen the product.
Yes. I don't have my own, but I've seen it at a dinner. So what you get is, it's basically a holographic-y shimmer powder. It's not shimmer, though. It's like that – it's not chunky shimmer, but it's just barely there. I call it like the Emperor's New Clothes highlighter, because you're like, is it on or is it nothing?
It's that subtle.
But I look fabulous. And you do when you swipe it on. So you get that and a brush. And then there's like a double-ended stick that has sort of like a balm on one side that's like a really fancy petroleum jelly type thing with like a reflective quality. Mm-hmm. And then the other side is a color that matches the powder in a stick as well.
Okay, so it's like a gorgeous highlighter.
Yeah, it's like a highlighting kit. And it gives you that like strobed, glowy effect. But it's got to be about more than just the product. It's $72, which I think is kind of steep for a bunch of highlighter.
It's steep.
But I will tell you this. The one side of the double-ended stick is like – it's like petroleum jelly. It's just like a gloss.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, and it's lovely, but I think there's something else going on here than just the products. Like, what is it about Pat McGrath?
You know, it's the way – I think you hinted when you were like, darling. Like, it's the way – she kind of makes you feel. Now, obviously, people buying this at Sephora are not being, like, caressed by Pat. But, like, she has this sort of...
Have you ever been caressed by Pat?
I have. But just for a second, then she caressed another beauty editor. She makes you feel like she's, like, the Bill Clinton of beauty, you know, figures. Yeah. Like, she makes you feel like you're the only person in the room.
Yeah.
Not like I've met Bill. But you know what I mean? I've heard that. Like, he makes you feel special.
Yeah.
He makes you feel like you're gorgeous. And you feel like you're an insider.
Yeah.
And I think that's what she does.
You're right. Because even if you haven't met her, she's doing this thing where she only puts out a certain limited number of products. Mm-hmm. And she, like, teases it on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And you feel like you're one of the crowd and part of the cool girl if you know about it.
You're in with her. You're
exactly.
in with, like, Stephen Klein.
But also, this is genius business. Like, if I ever start a beauty line, I'm only going to make, like, 5 of everything. Because the minute you go on the site, it's sold out. And that just creates – Glossier does this too. It creates this demand that makes people want it more, when I really think Pat's got like boxes of this crap in the back of her like warehouse. And she's just like going to peter it out when like demand might drop for a little bit.
And it's so – you're so right, because it's like even if – I'm just looking at it, like looking at the release that you have. It's so dramatic and it's so theatrical. Mm-hmm. It's like a movie trailer, you know? Like,
yes.
It's not like she's done like, cool girl, like, you know, stickers, fun. Like, it's not inclusive. It's you're coming to meet Pat.
It's exclusive.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there isn't that much of that right now in beauty.
You're right. It's more of a commodity thing, and this makes it special.
Yeah.
That said, I mean, it was a really nice shimmer powder. I will give you that.
Okay. Yeah, it does look cool.
I'm so excited to see what number 004 will be. Even we beauty editors, by the way, do not get advance warning on these things. So feel like you're one in the crowd if you picked up 001 and 2 and 3.
Excited to have Veronica Webb with us.
Woo-hoo!
She is a fashion icon. She has been on every magazine, Vogue, Essence, and Elle. She has walked the runways at Victoria's Secret, Versace, and Chanel. And she is the first African American to receive a contract with Revlon, an exclusive one. Veronica, thank you so much for being here.
Well, girls, thank you for inviting me. It's pretty groovy in here, I have to tell you.
Yay! So We have to do a little background first, how you even got into modeling. For some of our listeners who might not know, how did you get your start?
The way I got my start in modeling was every time I wanted to try to model, my mother told me no. So I had to figure out another way to get to New York because I grew up in Detroit. And so I got a scholarship to Parsons. And within a year, I had dropped out of school and I was signed to the same agency as Isabella Rossellini and Kim Alexis and...
You lived the dream. You just got here and they were like, we'll take you.
I was actually working at a store in Soho and I was working as a cashier, and it was just one of those things. It was like the confluence of events where suddenly the way I looked became popular for the first time. So, you know, people were less like, you know, models used to be so incredibly like classical looking and glamorous in, you know, the 50s, the 60s, the 70s. And then about the mid 80s, people started to look a lot different and was much more inclusive.
What do you mean?
Well, before, everyone really looked like everyone had like classical Greek features.
You mean like a Christie Brinkley, like Cheryl Teagues kind of thing?
Yes.
Okay.
So it was like a Christie Brinkley, Cheryl Teagues world. And it was also, there were very few people who I think were multiracial, like visually multiracial. There were not very many representations of people who also were of color, Indian, Chinese, Asian, you name it. There just weren't a lot of different looking faces around. In American magazines, anyway. On European runways, it was a lot more diverse, but still not as diverse as it became in the mid-80s and 90s.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
During the supermodel era.
That's interesting. When did you feel like you'd arrived?
I've never felt like I've arrived. But the one moment that really did, to me, feel like I'd arrived was when my mother called me from the grocery store. My mom called from the grocery store and she said, "Is this you on the cover of Elle?"
Didn't you warn her, "Mom, I'm going to be on the cover of Elle"?
You never knew.
You didn't know.
Well, you knew that you shot your cover, but, and I'm sure it's still this way now, especially when you're getting your first cover, you don't really know until you see it in print. You don't really know. So, you know, she called me and she said, "Is this you on the cover of Elle?" And I said, "Yes." She said, "Okay, I'm going to get it. I'm going to pay for it."
So even when that happened, you didn't feel like, okay, I'm a real model now and I've arrived. You still felt like, did you feel like an outsider, or was it just that you didn't feel successful yet?
Well, it's an extremely difficult business, and it's one where you have to reinvent yourself every day, and you have to make it every day. Because as soon as you're finished working for the day, you're looking for more work. And you're trying to create like an image of yourself through how you wear your hair and your own makeup and the way you dress that designers and photographers can relate to and feel like you represent your time, that you're part of the zeitgeist, that when people see you, they feel like you're part of, not only part of their time, but you are someone who sort of predicts how things are going to look in the future.
Even off duty?
Well, you know, at the height of it, like, you know, in the 90s when I was plastered on every single magazine and in every runway show, I was working 24 hours a day because I was always around my job and thinking about my job. And, you know, I think now it's even worse because, you know, it used to be when you left the house, you know, people would see you walking around, people would see you in the airport, people would see you in restaurants, people would see you walking down the street on Fifth Avenue. But now it's like everyone has a camera and everyone has video, and no matter what you're doing or where you are, unless you're in the house with your shades pulled down, an image of you can be instantly transmitted to the entire world.
Are you glad that you sort of weren't, you're still modeling, but that you weren't at the height of your career having to deal with that social media and that like 24/7 news cycle, like some of the girls today? Okay, everyone, guess what I did last night? I slept in my Honeylove bra.
I don't think I've ever slept in a bra before. Usually, I am so excited to take off my bra at the end of the day, there would be no chance I would lay down in it. But Honeylove bras are that comfortable. And if you're someone who does like to sleep in a bra for a little extra support, I feel like the Honeylove crossover bra should be your sleeping bra. Did I just coin a thing, sleeping bra? I don't know if they'll approve of that, but I love the idea. Obviously, you're going to wear it out all the time too, because Honeylove's bras feature supportive bonding that eliminates the need for uncomfortable wires. Plus, they're made with a fabric that's so soft, it feels like a second skin. Is it spring cleaning time in your house? I know it is in mine. Clean out your bra drawer, get a few from Honeylove. They have the V-neck bra that's smooth and seamless and hardware-free. And then my personal favorite is the crossover bra with adjustable straps and a hook back closure. And of course, again, no underwire in that one either. The Honeylove supportive bonding lifts and supports without those uncomfortable wires. And while you're at it, why not pair your Honeylove bra with their matching shapewear or maybe a pair of their breathable, versatile leggings? Treat yourself to the best bras on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/mascara. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off. It's honeylove.com/mascara. And then after you purchase, they're going to ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them that we here at Fat Mascara sent you. Honeys, you deserve this. Again, that website is honeylove.com/mascara for 20% off.
All right, it's not often that we talk about supplements, but when we do, you know that we mean it, all right? Every day I do my skincare routine, and that is a cleanse. I moisturize. Of course, I pop a little antioxidant in there. I'll do a little serum underneath there. But what is non-negotiable for me lately is I take a supplement. That is my Ritual Hyacera. It's a wrinkle support skin supplement, which is clinically proven to reduce wrinkles and improve skin smoothness. I'll take that.
I'll take it too. Ritual Hyacera is a once daily skin supplement. Jess said clinically proven. Let me give you the deets. In a clinical study, Hyacera led to a 3.6 time reduction in crow's feet wrinkles within 90 days as compared to placebo. Jess and I have been taking it more than 90 days. Let me tell you, it works. Plus, Ritual Hyacera has led to a 2.9 times increase in skin smoothness in the same amount of times. It's rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. You don't always know if a supplement does that. Ritual also has industry-leading sustainability standards. They use scientific tools to select lower carbon packaging, love that, prioritize sustainably sourced ingredients, and set ambitious climate goals. Plus, female-founded, B Corp, meaning they're holding themselves accountable to not just their company's financial health, but also the health of the people and our planet. You gotta love that.
Yes, okay. Start Hyacera to help minimize wrinkles without compromising on clean science. Hyacera from Ritual is a clinically proven skin supplement you can actually trust.
Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/mascara. Start Ritual or add Hyacera to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/mascara for 25% off. Okay, so there are some stories about my mom's life that I never get tired of hearing, and they're usually the ones in which she's trying to right some injustice and then ends up annoying the people in power, and I love that about her. Anyway, just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve memories and stories for the mother figure in your life or any of your family or chosen family. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. The prompts are really good. The kind of things we ask guests here at Fat Mascara, little things like what's your favorite board game? And more important things like what's the best advice you've ever gotten? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story, long or short, doesn't matter. You'll be emailed a copy of what they wrote, but they'll also be collected. So you'll get to enjoy the retelling of the stories and probably learn some new things in the process. Then after that year of fun, Storyworth automatically compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book. Even though I know some of my mom's best stories, I love that the weekly prompts are helping to uncover more details and that they'll be collected in one place for me to revisit and read through. Don't think I'm not going to pull this keepsake book out at our next family get together to share some of them. Listen, everyone loves Storyworth. It has more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift that you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/mascara. That's storyworth.com/mascara to save $10 on your first purchase.
they are?
Well, I think that social media is very hard on young girls. Honestly, I do. Because there's this sort of push to present yourself as being very alluring and sexualized and perfect, and all these apps, you know, that I think when you're developing, you know, instead of making yourself the best that you can be through, you know, exercise and studying and individuality, suddenly, you know, you're just
face tuning your face.
You're an image. Yeah, you're working on your image.
Oh, that must, I'm so glad I didn't have to deal with that. So of that, during that time in the 90s that you were just talking about when you were working every day, were there any super model-y moments where you're like, okay, if I told my mom right now what I was doing, she would never believe me?
Did you ever bathe in champagne?
Yeah, I picture crazy.
Like, you know, I mean, I feel like even the models now are like, wish they were supermodels in like the 90s.
Well, what was amazing was like the bumper crop of talent and how incredibly theatrical the shows were. And, you know, doing a Versace show, I mean, first of all, like, you know, just calling your mom and saying, hi, mom, someone's flying, you know, I'm being flown to Milan by one of the most talented designers in the whole entire world. And I'm backstage with all my friends, with Cindy and Naomi and Christy and Linda, and Kevin McCoy is doing my makeup, and Orbe is doing my hair, and
I mean,
Donatella's putting jewelry on me, and the runway is marble, and
I just got
chills. My own spotlight, and every girl has their own spotlight coming and going up and down the runway.
Wait, what does that mean? Like, you had your own lighting tracking you as you walked?
Every girl had her own spotlight, yes.
So if you were to stop for a moment, the light would stop with you.
Uh-huh.
Because it was theater then. That's amazing.
Well, also, it really gets across the point that if you're going to invest the time and the faith in our dress, this is the response you're going to get.
So cool.
Wow.
And then, you know, just doing these amazing Azzedine shows, and all of us are there, and Francois Nars is doing the makeup, and Orbe's doing the hair again. He's my hair hero. He's one of my hair heroes.
What do you feel has changed?
Well, what's changed? I think fashion is much more democratic, and I think that you have a lot of people self-publishing through their iPhones, and you get a much more broad view of street culture and streetwear and what people are wearing and how they want to be portrayed. And I think that there's this push that's in many ways away from fantasy and fashion. Like, you know, I remember like waiting for magazines to come every month, like waiting and, you know, and dying to see some new clothes and dying to see some new fashion and looking at these incredible environments that were so creative, and you know, they would just transport you because the pictures were so out of the ordinary. They were dreams. They were absolute, complete dreams. Everything about it. You know, the lighting, the makeup, the hair, the sets, the clothes. And I think, you know, the way we experience fashion now is almost, it's constant. You know, it's just like news. It's constant. And we see so many things. And you know, there's a certain amount of fantasy too, and you know, people who get dressed up just to have their picture taken when, you know, and go outside and do their blogs and their selfies, and it's fun, and I like it. But a lot of the theater of fashion is gone.
It doesn't feel as special.
But you just did Kanye's show at the Yeezy show. That sort of was theater, but in a way, it was also really just of the streets too, because there was so many people and you were all together. What was it like? Like, I've heard some stories from people backstage there.
Well,
what was it like for you?
By the time that Leah and Naomi and Alec and I got there, it was...
Oh, so you weren't with the masses on the buses that got busted.
No, we did not arrive at 5 a.m.
Okay.
And we were not, you know, we were not the 996 other people who had to go through hair and makeup. I can't even imagine how hair and makeup, they still have hands after all of that. So by the time that we got there, we had no idea what was going to happen, but we had our own dressing rooms in, and we were sort of in a separate part away from the Kardashian family and away from all the 996 other models. And it was, the spectacle of it really was, we get there and there they all are and they're standing on stage and they look amazing. You know, the girls are dressed and just to see that army of like that big fashion army like that.
It was a real, it was like an art piece, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, Vanessa Beecroft staged it, right? And then it was funny because they said to us, you know, there's a plan for getting you on the stage, but there's no plan for getting you off of the stage.
You're going to stage dive off and then be carried off by the people.
So just before the house filled up, a really big parachute was lowered, a silk parachute.
What?
And the 996 people stood for 40 minutes under a silk parachute while the house filled.
I didn't see the bags. I only saw the, like, that. Once it was underway kind of part of it. So tell us, you write a lot. You're a beauty editor right now, just mm-hmm. like us. What's that about?
I'm the beauty editor of As If.
I remember, like, for a while, I felt like Veronica Webb has left modeling and she's a journalist. Did you take a hiatus or were you always writing?
Well, I think smart people diversify. And I think that, you know, everyone knows that the job market is just, you know, more and more, what's the word? Influx and flexible. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's really important that if you love an industry, like everything you know about the industry that you like to do, it's good to become adept at it. Because, you know, who knows how many times we're all going to change jobs, you know, between now and the time that we retire, because technology is changing so fast. So mm-hmm. we kind of have to move with it. Writing was something I always loved. I mean, I used to win writing prizes when I was a kid and get entered in contests and, you know, get to go to other schools and stuff like that and read my work. And fashion really gave me an entree into a lot of things. And it also gave me a lot to write about.
Sure.
Because it's a very interesting world and it touches every other world. And there's so many things I'm fascinated by. Like, I love the science of beauty. I love it. I geek out on that all the time. Mm-hmm. Even when I was a kid, my mother used to make soap, all kinds of soap. We used to make laundry detergent from lye and bacon grease.
Oh, like hardcore back in the day soap.
Yeah. And then glycerin soap and all kinds of things. And my grandmother, like, meticulously collected every hair out of every brush in the house and would make wigs and extensions out of them.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding. She'd sit there and she would line those hairs up by hand, you know, and make, like, these, like, make buns and make, you know, intricate pieces that she would weave, you know, that she would weave into her own hair. So that was sort of, like, my first kind of taste of, like, cosmetic chemistry and mm-hmm. Beauty manufacturing, but it was happening at home. So beauty really interests me on that level, and also what it does for people. You know, beauty really makes people's lives better, I think. You know, when you find products that make you feel good and they make you look good mm-hmm. and they bring out the and they bring out the things in your face that you love, and they sort of camouflage the things that you're not so happy with.
Well, you've given us entree, so now I just have to ask what you love to make you look more beautiful, because I'm sure people are wondering, like, well, what do you like to use if you've tried it all? You're a beauty editor now for As If magazine, right? Mm-hmm. So what are you writing about? What are you loving in the industry?
There's lots of things I'm loving. On the really, like, far scientific end, I really like PRP, platelet-rich plasma, and the harvesting of, you know, your own blood cells and then spinning them and then injecting them back into your face.
Have you gotten that done?
I've gotten that done.
Did it hurt?
Yes.
She's like,
sounds quite
did.
Painful. Yeah.
Did you see results? You know,
yes, I did. I mean, you do see results and it's great. It's super expensive.
Yeah.
You know, it's between $1,500 and $3,500. So it's not, you know, it's not for every day. It's not for everyone. I did it once. I don't really think I would do it again, just because of the cost of it, really. But it also has all these other great applications. Like,
they've been using it for hair loss, I just read about, too.
Yep, for hair loss. Also for joint pain.
Sure.
because when that platelet-rich plasma is injected into a site where there's been a wound or people have an injury, like cartilage or something like that, it helps it heal so much faster.
Yeah. What about as far as like products and the stores, skincare, makeup? Yeah.
Well, I want to know what you're using on your skin, because I'm just like, what is happening?
Okay, for skin, like I use Rodan and Fields, and that started, I was at a networking breakfast for moms, and a woman came up to me and she said, oh, what are you doing now? I'm from Detroit, you know, and I really love, you know, and I really love your work. And I said, well, I'm writing about beauty. She said, oh, have you heard of Rodan and Fields? And I said, no. I'd never met anyone from Rodan and Fields. I'd never heard of it before.
Uh-huh.
I said, you know, what is it? So she gave me a sample of something and I used it. And then I liked it so much that I started writing about it, because I have really bad melasma on my face that sort of happened. I got a pregnancy mask, mm-hmm. and then over the years, it's like come back, and it's sort of...
It's tough to treat melasma.
It's really hard. And I have it, like, you know, I have it on my forehead. I have it on my cheeks. And I was really having... And I tried everything. I tried laser, which worked, but then it came right back.
Yeah, the minute you go in the sun, so like even with sunscreen, it's back.
Or your hormones change, or you eat the wrong thing, or, you know, something happens and it comes back. So I started using the reverse system from Rodan, and I got like real results, and my skin changed.
For the melasma.
Yeah, for the melasma.
I've heard of it for pigmentation, but I didn't know it would even work on melasma.
That is really unbelievable.
Melasma are the same thing.
Yeah, but it's like that tough kind of pigmentation. That's really impressive that it actually broke it up like that.
Yeah,
that's good.
There was a time when like I had to have like bangs or a hat.
Oh, because it was on your forehead. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like in the middle of my forehead. It's like Gorbachev.
What is the product from Rodan and Fields that helps with melasma?
The reverse.
It's called reverse. Reverse? Okay.
It's called reverse.
Okay.
Wait, are you a regular like Rodan and Fields representative like my friends on Facebook?
Yes.
Wait, they can buy from...
Directly, I'm looking for really smart entrepreneurial women who want to join the business and work directly with
you're
me.
You're like... Yeah,
I have friends who diversify. Do
that, but I'd rather buy it from Veronica
I want to buy it from Veronica Webb.
And people who, you know, really are looking to make a change in their skin. And what I love about these products, because I do get everything, and I love trying everything,
mm-hmm.
and I'm fair and I'm open-minded, but and what I love about these products is that Rodan is so high-performance, and it's... The prices are like phenomenal.
So you don't they feel don't weird being like, yeah, of course I'm using it because I can afford to. Everybody can. That's nice. So other than that skincare, is there some favorite makeup? Do you still use Revlon? I feel like
I
had that contract
Revlon.
Back in the day.
Yeah, what do you really Revlon. Like? What do you keep using from
I'll
Revlon
you.
Since you're
Ooh,
not contractually
yeah,
obliged to?
For drugstore, I'm really into the whole Maybelline thing that they're doing, you know, the what is it called?
Oh, the
brow
mascara.
Drama.
Oh, brow drama. Oh, yeah. Brow drama.
The Gigi Hadid one. It's like yeah. the crayon.
Yeah.
You do have
but,
good
but
brows.
It's a pomade. So I use Bobbi Brown concealer and Cover FX concealer. Oh, and then our good friend, makeup artist Dana Martin.
Yes.
Love. Oh.
Is that the red lipstick?
Yes, this is the red lipstick from
Ooh.
Tatcha. I'm into it. This is my coveted Shu Uemura blush. This is Ciate. And it says Olivia Palermo
okay.
on top.
Rodan and Fields multifunction eye cream.
Yeah, I put on
you
a
like
lot
that?
Of eye cream.
I'm not going to stick my paws in it, but I just want to see like what's going on. Okay.
So I put on a lot
thin,
of eye cream. And I put on a lot of face cream. And lots of times I do it a couple times a day.
That was my next question. You pop it on in the middle of the day?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like if your under eye concealer gets kind of crepey, put a little bit on. And then also, I think what makes under eye concealer look really great is if you kind of mix it with eye cream so that it's much dewier looking.
Oh, I like that. What's from RMS? Yeah, let's
check
it out.
Yeah, it's this Illuminizer.
Living Luminizer.
Yeah, Living Luminizer.
The Fat
and
Mascara podcast. Yeah,
yes.
We're fans.
Yeah, and it's organic and it works. So yeah. I start off on the brows. I start out with clear brow gel. It doesn't matter where it's from. I think this one is Anastasia of Beverly Hills. Very fancy. And then I do the major fill-in with the brow drama. And then after that, I do the fine lines.
With the Dior.
Yep, with the Dior.
Veronica, this has been a joy. Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Coming and sharing all your products and all your knowledge.
Guys, if you're interested in Rodan and Fields and you want Veronica Webb to be your personal skincare coach, please visit her website at veronicaweb.myrnf.com. Again, that's veronicaweb.myrnf.com.
Or you could just go on fatmascara.com and click on the blog. We can put up a link too.
Veronica will be your personal skincare coach.
I want that.
It's time to raise a wand.
Woohoo! I always want to have an air for it. What are you raising a wand to this week?
I have a non-beauty product this week.
Ooh, do
I
tell.
Know, I'm going rogue. I want to raise a wand to one of my favorite podcasts. I feel like it's our sister podcast.
Yeah.
It's Pop Fashion. You guys have to check it out.
Oh, I love Pop Fashion.
They're so freaking amazing. They inspire me all the time. They are basically like reading like Women's Wear Daily, but with like cool opinions and voices, and they're just like great girls that know the fashion business inside and out and like make you laugh about it and learn stuff. So
I wish I was raising a wand to a sister podcast. That's awesome.
You can do like another week.
All right. For now, I'm going to go with a travel product.
A travel product?
Yeah, I've been traveling a lot.
You have?
And everybody loves their wipes because they take off makeup before you sit on the plane and whatever. Mm. People, I have yet to find until this one, wait for it, a wipe that doesn't sting my eyes when I take off my eye makeup. So I got turned on to these at a fitness event, actually. They are called Bloom Naturals Organic Chamomile Extract Sensitive Skin Wipes.
That's a whopper of a name.
It does not matter. I will say it 50 times because these things, you could take off your whole face and I swear it won't sting. Even if you wear contact lenses and you're taking off eyeliner, it's the only wipe I've ever found that does that. So I buy them on that pantry option on Amazon.com.
And they're cheap too.
Yeah, they're like $6 for 30. So that's what I'm raising a wand to.
Cool.
We mentioned a lot of products and people and places and brands and things in this episode. So I just want to put it out there. If you want to find out where any of those things are, go to fatmascara.com.
And you can also follow us on Instagram and Twitter and at fatmascara for both of those things. And you can also contact us directly by emailing us at info@fatmascara.com.
So profesh.
So profesh. Thanks for listening, guys. See you next week.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue checkmark next to that thing you love. And be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.